055 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 23. George A. Siner. I know the horse and saddle which Mr. Gordon rode away last January. The horse was a chestnut sorrel. The saddle was mine. It was a black English tree saddle. I lent it to Gordon on January 12, 1856. Afterwards, I saw it at Vincennes in the possession of Mr. Gould, sometime in February 1856. Erasmus L. Wentz. I know Worrell. I saw him for the first time at Dover in Delaware in the street. The next day I saw him again. He came in company with Captain Cousins to a handcar which I was standing alongside a railroad track. We all got on the handcar, myself, Cousins, Worrell, and two other gentlemen who were along. Captain Cousins put a pair of handcuffs on Worrell. At this point, Captain Cousins gave me a watch that I knew. The watch produced is the same Major Walker testified about. This is the watch. I immediately recognized this watch as Gordon's. I had often had it in my hands at my house in St. Charles and had compared watches with Gordon. I used to see Gordon frequently. He stayed at my house at least a dozen nights, and I used to be with him on the line of the road. I was the division engineer and reported directly to Mr. Gordon. We left Dover on the handcar. I told Cousins there that I knew that to be Gordon's watch. We went on the handcar to a town called Smyrna. We stopped there in a small depot for the train. While there, the watch came up again. On examining it in Worrell's presence, within a few feet of him, I again told Cousins that I was still convinced this was Gordon's watch. I knew it to be so. Worrell then replied to what I had said. Gentlemen, that was Mr. Gordon's watch. I had a pair of saddlebags hanging on my knee, which Captain Cousins handed me on the handcar. Worrell, continuing what he had said about the watch, added, and those were Mr. Gordon's saddlebags. I had never observed the watch paper in the watch previous to this, but afterwards found the watch paper. The last time Major Walker, Gordon, and Sturgeon went up the road together, I went with them from St. Charles to Mr. Singleton's, about 12 miles above Mexico. A Negro boy belonging to Judge Thomas of Bridgeton, but in my employ, was along. The party consisted of Mr. Sturgeon, Walker, Gordon, myself, Pratt, and this Negro boy called George. When Worrell was arrested, he had whiskers on, about 2 shavings long. When we went on that trip up the road, Gordon rode a sorrel horse belonging to Isaac H. Sturgeon. Cross-examined. I was frequently with Gordon on the line of the road. I can't say I had been above Warrenton with him before this last trip. I was not at the finding of the body. I was there a few moments after and uncovered the body. There was nothing in the saddlebags when they were given to me. I parted with Gordon at Singleton's. When I left him, he did not have the saddlebags. I got to Dover.